Well, 50 years ago when I graduated from high school, I had a neighbor three doors down from my parents' house, and he was like one of the first people that ever showed me his tube-powered ICOM, which I remember had 10-meter in it and a few other things and so on and so forth. And he told me, whatever you do, don't buy a Yaesu. And he only told me to go with ICOM or Kenwood. That was 50 years ago, and I guess for whatever reason, he didn't like Yaesus, and his ICOM was like a safe thing. Was stored inside of one of these old-fashioned end tables that were cabinets, and it was built up inside of there, fans and everything else. But, if he was steering me away from Yaesus that long ago, and I hear your problems with a Yaesu, I think that pretty much holds true where I'm standing on those.